This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. A panda befriends three children and teaches them life lessons between sips of tea and slices of bamboo cake. That's the unlikely setup for the series of children's books that are written and illustrated in watercolor by John J. Muth. Zen Shorts, which received a Caldecott honor, Zen Ties, and the latest is Zen Ghosts. Combine the magic of a Zen tale told by John J. Muth with a mysterious ghost story, a full moon, and, in Zen Ghosts, a Halloween night. We're delighted to welcome John Muth to our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Scott.
And first, why don't we just introduce this panda? Let's read the first few pages of Zen Shorts, if we could. His name is Stillwater.
Right. It is. Here's Zen Shorts.
Okay. That little boy at the door.
That's Carl, right. Michael, there's a bear outside, said Carl. A what? Called Michael. A bear. He's really big, and he's in the backyard. What's he doing? Michael asked. He's sitting. He has an umbrella, said Carl. An umbrella? By the time the boys got outside, their sister Addie was already talking with him. I'm sorry for arriving unannounced, said the bear. The wind carried my umbrella all the way from my backyard to your backyard. I thought I would retrieve it before it became a nuisance. He spoke with a slight panda accent.
So, this is Stillwater.
Yes.
How did Stillwater come into your creative imagination?
I had done a drawing of a panda wearing a very fat pair of pants, and it made me laugh. I didn't know what to do with it, but I thought it was pretty funny. But I threw it into a drawer, and I didn't think too much of it. And then I went on a little while later, I went on a tour, a book tour, and I got the chance to visit with children and to read some other books I had written previously. And through that tour, I got the sense of who it was that was reading my books and what kinds of things I'd like to talk about. And then I began to wonder, what would it be like to live as I did in the middle of the country, say, and to grow up a few doors down from a spiritual teacher? But what if it was a different kind of spiritual teacher? And I ran across that drawing, and I said, what if it was this guy? And it's obvious that he would be a Zen teacher. Maybe he's a panda. That's sort of how Stillwater came about.
I was rereading recently an interview with E.B. White, who I think is known by adults as one of the most masterful essayists ever in the English language. And, of course, many young readers know Stuart Little, for example, Charlotte's Web. And E.B. White says in the esteemed Paris Review interview series, you don't write down for children, you write up.
Oh, I think that's absolutely true. I think children are completely capable of intuiting wisdom as readily as adults are. They just don't have the verbal ability to put it into words or to examine it the way we do as adults. But my experience has been that they get this stuff very quickly. And even the kids who come to the book because it has the giant panda or tend to come back because there's some itch that's set going in their minds or their hearts to re-examine and re-examine what's going on. And I've gotten letters from kids saying, you know, well, why did you do this? And I don't quite understand that. And I think that may be the deepest way to get something from these stories.
Let's talk about Zen Ghost, this new book. I love the illustrations. First one we're taking a look here is the street filled with trick-or-treaters on a Halloween night and a full moon. Wonderful, wonderful little touches from the kids who are ghosts and sheets in the kind of middle distance. And then I just noticed you have a pumpkin seems to be running across the street under its own steam. Or
really?
Is that just a very slender slender child? Yeah, look at that. See those little
legs.
Some
of those ghosts
there?
Don't have feet either, so who knows what's exactly happening there.
I thought I'd ask you. And is there a chimpanzee dressed up as a cowboy too?
I guess that, yes, that looks like a chimpanzee, doesn't it?
You would know, but yes, it sure does.
You know, we go out trick-or-treating with the kids, and it's, I seem to feel like I'm catching out of the corner of my eye all kinds of things like this anyway, so I'm just relaying what it is that I think is happening in the book.
What did you do before you wrote and illustrated your books?
I worked in comics for about 20 years before I started doing children's books, and with the birth of my son, I really wanted to start talking about different things than comic books had the room for at that time. So I did a little bit of work in Japan, which was a kind of interim time, and then started doing work that I could directly speak to kids in picture books here.
So did you consciously begin writing for your son?
I did. The very first book that I wrote and illustrated was called The Three Questions, and I had read the story by, it's based on a story by Leo Tolstoy. Mm-hmm. He's my favorite writer. And when I finished reading it, I'd read it once before, but when I finished reading it, it was right around the time of my son's birth, and I thought, I really want to give him the things that are, the tools that are in this story, the wisdom that's in this story, but I don't want him to have to wait until he can understand Tsarist Russia. So I sat down and decided to write it for kids and for myself, and that's how that started. And I think writing it for him was what the catalyst for continuing to write books and discovering what it is that I'm writing about.
I'm guessing that publishers have they ever tried to suggest you where Stillwater goes next? Like,
oh, no.
Forgive me. Oh, all right. Stillwater really should meet a vampire because that's got
no,
winter written all over
no.
it.
No, and that was never. I never intended to do a second book. The first one I thought was the whole thing, but then I was visiting my grandmother, and I bumped up against an idea that could really best be handled by Stillwater, who seemed to be standing over there waving to me. So that's how the second book came about.
You would see a big panda waving at
yeah,
you, wouldn't
I, that's...
Yeah. Do you go through life seeing Stillwater?
Well, when I'm least expecting it, he's dancing on my porch. Yeah, it's true.
Must be a reinforced porch. John J. Muth, his new book, Zen Ghosts. And to enjoy some of his remarkable images, or to hear one of our panda friends' own ghost stories, you can come to our website, npr.org. Pleasure talking to you. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Scott.